Kaltim Post Cyber News in Indonesia interviewed teachers and students at the government-run public school at SDN 1, Mentang, Jakarta. In 1971, Barry was registered in Class 4. Kaltim Post interviewed Tine Haiyari, the teacher who had been principal of the school from 1971 to 1989. Tine Haiyari affirmed that Barry Soyotoro had been registered as a Muslim and actively took part in the Islamic religious lessons. Remember that Barry studied Menganji, she told the reporters. Menganji involves recitation of the Quran, a clear indication Barry did more than just play at being Muslim while he attended the public school. Paskota, another Jakarta newspaper, interviewed Emirsia Sattar, currently the CEO of the national airline Garuda Indonesia Airline. Sattar remembered young Barry both as playing football and being Muslim. He too recalled Barry coming to the prayer room wearing a sarong. He told the newspaper that Obama was quite religious in Islam, but after marrying Michelle, he changed his religion. Interestingly, in the first quarter of 2007, when most of the investigative reports were being written in the mainstream media linking Obama to Islam, Clinton was still the presumptive Democratic Party presidential nominee. A year later, when Clinton's presidential candidacy was in doubt, these kinds of investigative reports disappeared from mainstream media coverage, leaving in place only the Obama campaign's denial that Obama ever had anything to do with Islam. Nicholas Kristof of the New York Times asked Obama about his Islamic education, after acknowledging that he got in trouble for making faces during Quran study classes in his elementary school in Indonesia. Obama recited for Kristof the opening lines of the Arabic call to prayer. The opening lines of the Azan, the Muslim call to prayer, read as follows. Allah is supreme, Allah is supreme, Allah is supreme, Allah is supreme. I witness that there is no God but Allah. I witness that there is no God but Allah. I witness that Muhammad is his prophet. Kristof said Obama recited the prayer with a first-rate accent, and that, in a remark that seemed delightfully uncalculated, it'll give Alabama voters heart attacks. Mr. Obama described the call to prayer as one of the prettiest sounds on earth at sunset. The lines of the Azan are very similar to the Shahada, the Muslim declaration of faith which articulates the oneness of God and the acceptance of Muhammad as his final prophet. Recitation of the Shahada is one of the five pillars of Islam and is performed daily by Muslim faithful worldwide.